Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we've talked about feral hogs before.
That's
not a problem that's going away anytime.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's
soon.
It's multiplying and growing constantly.
Right, you think it's getting bigger?
I think it's getting bigger, and I think more people are aware of it now, and people even with inside urban areas are starting to see. In the city limits.
No, I do. I hear stories about feral hog problems in the suburbs in Dallas, Dallas area. So anyway, there's a workshop coming up on this. It's 1 p.m. Friday, January 31st. And where's that going to be?
It's going to be at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center.
Right.
And it's sponsored by the Upper Sabine Soil and Water Conservation District and partnership with our office, the Hunt County Extension Office.
Mm-hmm. And what can you do, or what can people who go to the workshop, how can they learn to deal with the feral hogs? What can they do about them?
So there will be several speakers here at this program from Texas Wildlife, from the Noble Foundation, kind of to help people understand just the ecology behind what brings feral hogs around, kind of also looking at how to deal with them, what things you can do or don't do. Mm-hmm. To kind of try to protect your property.
Mm-hmm. Is there something, and I may be getting past your level of expertise on this, but is what you first said, what brings them around? I wonder, is there something that attracts them that we can not do or not have on our property to kind of discourage them?
Right. And that's correct. I'm not positive about that. But, it would seem likely that there would be things that they would like and not like also.
Anyway, so that is Friday, January 31st. So if you're having problems or if you're concerned about it, that would be a great program to
attend. You can also earn one pest CEU by attending the course.
Now, I think something we missed just by a few days was you said you all had a hemp workshop, and it was just overflowing with people attending.
Yes, my ag agent, Sarah Allen, worked with some of our district specialists and state specialists also on the newly passed hemp laws and growing hemp in the area. And we actually had to kind of cut off the attendance because it just became overwhelming. People were so interested in this, and it is a very hot topic right now.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, this is, as with anything else, the devil's in the details. And growing hemp, maybe not as easy as people imagine that it would be.
And, people that are farmers that understand how to grow and understand mm-hmm. the soil and things mm-hmm. have a little upper advantage, but a lot of times people just want to jump on the bandwagon and think something's going to be their next way to get rich, or even if it just sounds interesting to them. But it's what, just like gardening, I always say, farming is difficult and it's hard. It's hard work, and you have to have a lot of knowledge, and the weather factors have to come in correctly.
And the fellow running the workshop said, how many of you folks are here are farmers? And not very many hands went up.
Right. Not many farmers, and a lot. And then he asked how many people wanted to grow hemp and be the next big thing, the whole room. And so, he's made his point is there's a lot of people that want to grow hemp and only a very small people that actually would be successful.
Many are called and few are chosen.
And one of the things that left with the program is very many were like, this told me right now, this is not what I need to do.
Yeah.
And so it was a really good program. And I do believe that she's planning on having another one because it was so successful and there were so many people that weren't wanting to attend.
No doubt. We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent. Now, this is not in Hunt County, but a small acreage workshop Thursday, February 13th in Kaufman. And you've told me before, again, there's a lot of interest in people coming into the rural area. And what can I do with 5 acres, 10 acres?
Right. There are a lot of people moving here from the Dallas, from the Metroplex area just to get away. And they do purchase 5, 10 acres. And we have them calling our office and they say, what do I need to do? And so it's an interesting dynamic of not knowing what to do with your land, but yet knowing you want to do something. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things that factor into it. And there are two programs coming up.
Okay.
The Collin County Extension Office is having one that's going to focus on fruits and vegetables on January 30th. And then Kaufman County AgriLife is focusing on more along those fencing and finances of your small acreage, what to do to get started.
I see. So there's one on January 30th also.
There's one on January, yes, in Collin County.
In Collin County.
And information on both of those can be found on our Facebook page if you just search Hunt County AgriLife.
Okay. So that I guess that's in McKinney if it's in Collin County?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of time here before too long, but just real quickly, you all do a great job with your Facebook page, and there was an article here recently about two little girls in California, 5 and 8, got lost in the woods or whatever.
Right.
But they survived for 48 hours because of their
4-H skills, yes.
Yeah.
And so it's an amazing thing what kids can learn just from a little exposure to some of the projects that 4-H has to offer. And, you know, life-saving skills. You know, a lot of times people associate 4-H with livestock and agriculture, yeah. But it's also basic life skills that the youth can learn.
Mm-hmm. So have a look at that article on the AgriLife Facebook page, because a lot of kids get out of 4-H for sure. So we're about out of time, but you are about to change jobs?
I am. I'm actually transitioning over to the Raines County. Same position, but I'm going to be moving to Raines County. I'm really excited about the opportunity to just be in a very similar county, but also very different in the same, you know, it's mm-hmm. it is because we're neighboring counties, but we are very different in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited. So that'll be beginning on February 3rd.
But your friends should know you will continue to live in Commerce.
Yes. And that's the great thing about Extension is that even though I'm working in another county, I'm still able to volunteer and do things here in my home county.
Right, right. So of course, Emory, not that far away.
Not at all.
So we'll continue to have Sarah in. We'll talk about Raines County AgriLife, and I'm sure we'll talk also about Hunt County
yes.
AgriLife going forward to. Well, good luck with that, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.